This morning, we're praying for our leaders. Amen. This morning, we are praying for our leaders. Amen. We are praying for our president and world leaders. And this morning, we're going to talk about some Bible guides on leading us on how to pray. Amen. 1 Timothy 2 and 1. The first thing God wants us to do is pray. But most of all, especially pray for rulers, presidents, our governments, to rule well so we can be quietly about our business of living, simply in humble contemplation. This is the way our Savior God wants us to live. You know, God said in his word, he come to give us peace, surpass all understanding. So no matter what's happening and what's going on around us, God wants us to have peace. So this morning he is guiding us and showing us a way to have peace. Pray for our leaders. Not talk about them. Not put them down. Not drag their name through the mud. Because we as humans, that's what we like to do. Once we do that, it makes us feel good, or we think we done did something great. But that's not the way God wants us to do it. He say, pray for them. And then when we pray for them, God will do the rest. He also said the king's heart is in his hand, and he can turn it whichever way he wants. Amen? So we supposed to pray for our president, pray for our world leaders. And once we begin to pray, we'll see the hand of God move. Amen? We must not conform to the status quo, especially if it fits ruling through unjust deeds over our subordinators. We are not supposed to do that. There's only one true judge, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Fairness is a leader's moral obligation. If a king judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. That's in Proverbs 29 and 14. You know, it's hard for some people to tell the truth. The enemy will have you to hold on to the truth and keep you in bondage. The truth will set you free. The words say it will set you free. That's why it's important to read and study your Bible. Read, study the Bible, and show yourself approved. So once you read and study and know what God say, you have no problem telling the truth. Then you are free. Amen? A leader's credibility is based on how he is. He or she upholds truth and fairness over his organization. This verse teaches us that honest and truthful leaders are appreciated, and their legacy will be known long after their reign. Isn't that something? Have y'all known of some people that have been in leadership position? Some of them have retired. Some of them have gone home to be with the Lord. And we are still talking about the goodness that they done. If you're doing it from the goodness of your heart and the way God say do it, you're going to always be talked about. Amen? You're going to be talked about with good things, not bad things, if you did it God's way. Leaders see strength in their followers. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourself. That's in Philippians 2 and 3. You know the word of God say, don't think you are more than you ought to, that I'm better than the next person. I know it better. I could do it better. He said, we one body and many members, and we work all together. One person might know a little bit better on this, or you a little on that, but it takes all of us to work together for to get an accomplishment and for unity to come forward. It takes unity, people. So we can't, as leaders, we can't be selfish, trying to impress people. That ain't what it's about. Be humble. God said we got to have a spirit of humility before we could get anything from him, a childlike spirit. So we got to be almost seeking God's face, because it doesn't matter how much money you have, how big your house is, your car, your quo status, your education, all that doesn't matter. If we don't get Jesus to help us, we can't make it. If Jesus don't show us the way, we're going to fail sooner or later. All that stuff are just little gifts that he throw in for us. Little things, you know. But not for us to get caught up in. We don't need that to live in life. We want it, but we need Jesus, people. Without him, we can't do nothing. Amen. Now, I didn't say don't go get your BMW if you want to. Go get it. Go get your house. But don't leave Jesus out. He the main source. Amen. And leaders see strength in his followers. You don't beat them down, make them feel like they ain't nothing. Give everybody a part to do. Show them what to do, because we all need each other. Amen. Leaders are humble and don't boast. Leaders don't boast about yourself. I'm this, I'm that, I did this, I went there. That's not what it's about. Amen? They are also encouraging of others and do not belittle their followers. You don't make a person feel small or less than just because of their lack of capacity on some things. They might be good in another area. Because he said we all work together. Now, that's what God says. They see potential in the uniqueness of their followers. You got to see what's in the person that's with you. Because it's something in that person could help what you're doing become better. Amen. Leaders let the Spirit do the work. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes the city. Leaders who take it slow and let their faith do the work. That means you got to be in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes things happen that are outside of our control. When this happens, leaders know there are times benefits to waiting. It gets given us, given the King, Lord Jesus Christ, complete control over us. Sometimes we need to be quiet and sit still and listen to the voice of God and know what God have us to do, what he have us to say, because we can't do nothing, people, without him. Back to Jesus. We can do it on our own, so sooner or later it will mess up. Somewhere down the line, if it's 50, 30, 40 years, you will see it again. Leaders need prayers too. Amen. I urge them, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior. That's in 1 Timothy 2:1-2. So our job is to pray for the leaders, to keep our mouth off of them. And when we pray for them with our mouth instead of talking about them and come together in unity, we'll see the hand of God move mightily. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Lily, and I am going to be praying for our president and all world leaders. Amen. We pray, Lord, that the president of our nations and our world leaders would realize their personal sinfulness and their daily need for cleansing of their sins by you, Lord, that they would realize their personal inadequacy to fulfill the task, and they be dependent upon you for wisdom, knowledge, and the courage to do what they know to be right. Amen. We pray, Lord, that they would reject all counsel that violates Christian principles, Christian spiritual principles, and that they would trust God to prove him right. We pray, Lord, that they would resist those who would pressure them to violate their conscience, and that by your power, Lord Jesus, that you reverse the trends of socialism and humanism in this nation in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, that they would be ready to forsake their personal ambitions and political causes if to do so would be for the good of the country in the name of Jesus. Lord, help the leaders to realize to rely upon prayer and the word of God for their source of strength, courage, and wisdom for decisions in their daily walk in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity, honor, and trustworthiness and righteousness to the offices of the President of the United States of America and all leaders of cities, towns, and nations, to help them to remember to be a good example of their personal conduct for the fathers and the sons of the nation to follow in the name of Jesus. Lord, please guide them and let them listen with their hearts and soul to those whom you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel in the name of Jesus. Lord, help those that are in their cabinets to understand and know that you, O God, promised that land to Israel and to give certain borders to be there in the name of Jesus. Help the president and the State Department and all leaders of nations, towns, and cities, and others to no longer continue to urge and require Israel to give up any of their God-given land. Amen. You can find this scripture in Ezekiel 11 and 17. Amen. Help them, Heavenly Father, to repent for urging a peace plan that will cause them to sin against you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will remind that you will remain the most important influence of our president and all world leaders of cities, nations, and towns in their decisions regarding the leadership of their country. Amen. That he will look, that they will love and practice mercy and justice, that they will praise and adore you, God, that they will act wisely, that they will live a life of integrity, both in public and private, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them that they will sense and know the presence of God in their life, and that he will hate, that they will hate what is evil. We ask, Lord Jesus, that he will not, that they will not tolerate compromise in their lives or in those who surround them, that they will keep their hearts right with God and man, that he will, that they will repent of sin and fight against it, that they will hate and avoid pride, evil talk, and slander in the name of Jesus, that they will appoint blameless and efficient with men and women to position of authority, and that they will maintain blameless and godly standards, that lies and deceit will not be a part of their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. This is our church announcement from Zion Hill Church Family, 60200 Street, Pineville, Louisiana, with Dr. Joshua Jardair as the senior pastor, our minister, Fidelia Grayer. The buzz on the hill is that we're having gospel night, January the 29th, 2020. It's a tribute to music, so we're having music of the decades. This is your opportunity to showcase your talent. Please register with either Pastor Reed, Pastor Lily, or Minister Fidelia Grayer, or call the church at 318-704-6900. We're waiting for you to come and express your talent. And we're asking all quartet singers, all singers, all dancers, whatever talent that the Lord has blessed you with, it's a great opportunity for you to come and showcase your talent at Gospel Talent Night. We are excited and needing the public to come and participate and to support those who are coming to express their talents. We're doing music of the decade, so we're representing the past, the present, and we're looking to our future. 2020, January the 29th, save the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318